Parshas Kedoshim, Tovshin, Pei Dalid. There's many, many sugyas in Parshas Kedoshim. We'll touch upon a few of them. The Pasuk says, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yedalid, V'lefnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. This is a Lav D'Oraisa. It's in the Minyan HaMitzvah. The Chinuch counts it. Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis in the Parsha. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah brings it. Now we know that in the concept of Lefnei Iver, there's the Pshutei Shel Mikra, literally putting a stumbling block where a blind person is going to fall into it. Also, Chazal learned out that you're not supposed to give someone an Eitzarah, someone that's blind, like having a certain topic, to give him advice to do something that is not good for him, L'Teyelis, is Lifnei Iver. And also, it's Mefurish, Kama Gemaris, Psochem Chav Beis, Avodah Zarah Davov, Osir Lahoishit Kois Yayin L'Nozir Ve'Ever Menachayla Benoyach. It's also to give someone an opportunity and enable, help him out to do an Aveira. L'Hachshiloy in the Aveira. Now, L'Chor, these are three separate, different inyonim. There is an umbrella covering of all three, but again, they are literally a blind person to put a stumbling block, or a bad Eitzah, or to be Machshel him in Chet. Now, the Sefer Achinuch, it's Meduyik, that the Lav of Lifnei Iver is only to Yisraelim, to another Yid, not to a Goy. Asoy is Meduyik Eichet in Rabbeinu Yoyna, in Shari Tshuva. Now, L'Chor, it's Mamash Apela. As we mentioned, it's a Mefurash Ebraisa. Also, Lahoshet Kois Yayin Lin Nozir, and Aver Min Hachai to a Ben Noyach. So there's Lifnei Iver also to a Goy. Mefurash that there's Lifnei Iver to a Goy. So it's to do with this raid in the Achroinim, Rabbi Elchanan talks about it, Rabbi Chaim Oizer, other Achroinim, that there's a Yesoidistik Echilik, that the gather of Lifnei Iver, of being Machshel in a Chait, I mean, Kepshuti, you call him, that's also bad advice. That's bad advice to do an Aveira. But it's a different Indian. When you machshel someone in a chait, you're connecting him and yourself to the aveira that he does, and you shayich to that aveira. And I bezoi, you could say a vort. The pshut eshel mikra of a blind person, or who had in bad advice, that usher is only for another yid. Oh, but the other Indian of being machshel b'chait, that facet of lifnei iver, that applies even by a goy. Because it's a different vort. It's not a bin adam l'chaveiroi b'chlal. It's a different Indian. It's an Indian that you're stelling to and being mar b'chait ba'olam. Now, actually, you could be moisef another nidbach on this inyan. It's brought down, the chinuch brings down that you don't get malchus by lifnei iver because it's a lav she'ein by maisa, which is questionable. There are rifanim that you actually did do a maisa, but he says you don't get malchus because it's lav she'ein by maisa. The Ritva, in Yevamos Daf Pei Dalet, the Rambam also in Sefer HaMitzvahs, they say a different reason. They say you don't get malchus on lifnei iver because it's a lav she'becholos. What does it mean it's a lav she'becholos? So Kepshuta, you could say, the concept of Lav Shebechlolos is a Lav that has multiple meanings to the same Pirush of that Lav. You could say it goof means this concept that we're saying, that it's giving bad advice, and a literal stumbling block, and Machshel Bechet. But Hashoyel Yishal, in a Chanami, that's three facets, but it's not Lav Shebechlolos, it's all one idea of doing something, a Michshel, making a Michshel, a literal stumbling block, bad advice, Avera. But like this connects that the Avera aspect of it is a different Vart, it's a Benadam Lamokim Bechlal. So that itself makes it Lav Shebechlolos. Oh, but you could say even better, the Shver, and the Hagois, on Yevamos over there in Daf Pedalot, he wants to be Marachim with this. That's what the Ritva means, that it's called Lav Shebechlolos. Because there's a lot of rayas that the Lifnei Iver of Chet, it stills you to that Chet. Lifnei Iver of Shabbos is Hilchas Shabbos. Lifnei Iver of Machalas Asuras is Machalas Asuras. Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zorah has Gedorim and Chumris maybe of Avodah Zorah. I would say it's Lav Shebechlolos because it's Koilal all Taryag mitzvahs. It's a different idea. It's a Lav Shebechlolos. There's an interesting Gemara, Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis. Rav Huna Kara Shirai Ba'anfei Rabba Brei. He ripped up a beggar in front of his son because he wanted to test him if he's going to get angry or not. Fret the Gemara, maybe he'll get angry. And then he's being Machshel in Lifnei Iver because he's being Poigei B'Kvoid Aviv. The Gemara says he was Moichel in his Kovid. Fret the Gemara, but he's doing Baltashkes. He did it on the scene. Maybe that's why he didn't get angry. He did it when he was already angry. He wanted to test his son if he was angry. Now, the Gemara's kash is that there's Lifnei Iver. There's a famous Vart. Rabbi Saul Salanter was already Medayik from this Gemara that there's no Lifnei Iver on Midois Rois. Because I read the Gemara's kasha was that maybe there's going to be Lifnei Iver in the Michshel of Kibbut Av. And at Kedekach, the Gemara answers, since the father was Moichel on the Kovid, there's no problem of Kibbut Av. But what about being Machshel in the Midah of Kas? Vaistois, Sinidokin Lifnei Iver of Midois. Another Shaila, interesting, is the Achroinim handle, is there Lifnei Iver of Chet only on a Lav or even on an Essay? Now, Lamais, again, you could always say it's bad advice. But as the concept of Lifnei Iver of Aveira, does that apply only by a Lav or even by an Essay? So the Achroinim say, there's a Raya from this Gemara. Here it was Kibbut Av. And the Gemara was Mavur, that if he had not been priorly Moichel on his Kovid, there would be Lifnei Iver on an Essay. I saw once brought down a Kasha, the Achroinim asked, from Toysis and Gittin Daf Yud. The Gemara over there in the sugya of Matzas Kusi, where it's before that Kusim aren't Nizer in all kinds of things, and one of the inyanim that Kusim don't care about is Lifnei Iver, and therefore you can't take Matzah from a different Kusi, because maybe he is going to be machshel you and give you matzah that's not kosher. The Gemara first handles, maybe it's even going to be chametz. Then the Gemara says, no, just it won't be lishma, and therefore it's lifnei iver. The question is, what is he being machshel in you? That you're going to use his matzah for the Leila Seder, and at the end of the day, the next morning, it comes out, you were bevatel the essay of matzah. Nu, and the Gemara handles if kusim hold of lifnei iver or not, but you see that lifnei iver applies by an essay. So there's an ein felt teretz, no, over there, you grab the machshel him in a lav, because he's going to make a brocha. With Shema Malchus, Asher Kedshanu Al Achilas Matzah, and it wasn't matzah, it wasn't Shmura Matzah, and that's what Bezoi was Lifnei Iver Taka on a lav. Maybe that wouldn't be a raya of Lifnei Iver on an essay. There's a shaila in the Achrayim where the Lifnei Iver applies, even if it didn't happen. You put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, but he didn't stumble. You gave him bad advice, but luckily he didn't use your advice. What about Fakir? He used your advice and somehow boomerang, it worked good for him. That's Gora, interesting shaila. But what about Lagabi Chet also? If you machshel him in chet, does it apply even if he ends up not doing the Aveira or not? Another issue is that the Gemara had said that the father was meichel in the cover. The Gemara Kedushin did. The father was meichel in his cover. Therefore, he wasn't machshel in the even if he's going to get angry. Tosfos adds over there, Tzorich loimar shehoidia koidem lachein. He already priorly told his son that he's meichel in his cover. Because if not, you still have a problem of niskaven lechel basar chazer va'olso biyadi basar tleh. And you see in this Taisa chiddush that there's lifnei iver on niskaven lechel basar chazer va'olso biyadi basar tleh. That's a chiddush, that there's lifnei iver on such an inyan. I saw a chiddush ladina from, I heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he says a chiddush. An isha who, it's baila, look at me, hilchas yichud. It's baila be'ir. And as truth is, if in a situation of baila be'ir, in certain, I found with other details, she's allowed to be not mamash yichud, she's allowed to have yichud with a different person. The gedorim of yichud is more lenient when it's by lo be'ir. Now let's say she's meeting with someone who's not religious and he doesn't care about hilchas yichud, and Yener doesn't know that it's by lo be'ir. Now klapi shmai, it's not usher because it's by lo be'ir, but Yener doesn't know that and he thinks it's not by lo be'ir and he's still doing it. You have to tell him that it's by lo be'ir. If not, she's being machshel him. Because he thinks he's doing a sugi yichud, and he brings a raya from this toisus that is lifnei iver on iskaven lechel basar chazir. The Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah of lifnei iver, mitzvah reish lamed beis, the Minchas Chinuch brings a Mishnah Lamelech Betzim that says we know that the klal is that you're not able lifnei iver unless it's trei iver de nohara. Unless there's two sides of a river, and the nazir wouldn't have been able to get the wine unless there's two sides of a river. So the Mishnah Lamelech says a chiddush. If it's taka two sides of a river, but the Nazir would anyways get the wine because a guy would bring him the wine, that's not lifnei iver. But if it's treiver denara, and the only way the Nazir would get the wine is if a yid brought it for him, and it's not a problem because a different yid would bring it to him, there's still lifnei iver. Because Meman of Shech, there's going to be a yid doing the lifnei iver. He brings a fascinating raya from a Toisvis, you have to cut from a Toisvis in Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel. Toisvis asks, the Gemara over there says in Chagiga, Ein moisrin toira, divrei toira la'akum, u'mishpatam bal yidom. The Gemara says, you're not supposed to teach toira to a goy, mishpatam bal yidom. Frek toisvis, why do I need this pasuk? That you're not allowed to teach toira to a goy. Hare, a goy himself is for sure can't learn toira. That we have a different makar. Toira tzivalanu moishe, moirosha kehilas Yaakov. I'll take her in moirosha, ela moirosa. Toira is married to us, so it's like a naira moirosa, so it's asa to the goy. Or it's Yerusha, and therefore it's Gezel. But either way, it's Aser for a guy to learn Torah. Now, if it's Aser for a guy to learn Torah, then it's Aser for a Yid to teach him Torah, because it's Lifnei Iver on the Isser of a guy learning Torah. So again, Kli Tosfos asks Akasha, why do you need a separate, bazunder, special pasuk that you're not allowed to be Moiser Divri Torah to a guy? Ask the pasuk of Mishpatim Bal Yidom, typically that it's Aser for a guy to learn Torah on his own, and therefore there's Lifnei Iver to teach him. Tosfos answers, it's not Lifnei Iver, because it's Meduber that a different Goy would teach him anyways. Frek the Mishnah Malach, why a different Goy? And if a different Yid would teach him? He says, aha, if a different Yid would teach him, that would still be called Lifnei Iver. Now, Lagabi, the Guf Akasha of Tosfos in Chagiga, there's other Turitzim, but Turi Evan over there in Chagiga answers that it would be Usser to teach a Goy Torah. It wouldn't be Usser, because if it's Als Gezel, it's not Gezel. The Goy is teaching it to him. The Yid is teaching it to him. Also, could be there's no Isser of being Machshel someone in a Chet if it's not a Chet for you. And various other terutzim. But the Minchas Chinuch has an Iluyesha Einfal. He says, the Rambam doesn't bring this Gemara in Chagigah of Mishpatim Bal Yadom. And the Rambam also doesn't bring all the rules of Trei Ivri Dinara. Says the Mechas Sinach, the Rambam Lefi Emes holds like Tosfos and Chagiga. He holds like the Kasha, that you do not need a new Makar, that you're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy. It's simply us to teach Torah to a guy, because it's Lifnei Iver on the Isser of a guy learning Torah on his own. Another sugi we'll go into is Orla. Later on in the parsha, you have that you have to wait for 3 years Orla, and then only in the fourth year it's Revai, which is also Kedusha. And the truth is, the Sfarim say, but then even there's something even higher, Madrega, the fifth year, when it's Chulin, when you're allowed to eat it. What? That's also not Pashat. That's when a Yid has to show and rise and be Makadish things and make every place in Olam Hazeh into a Mokam Dira of the Shechina. They say, like, you know, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's the four letters. Arul is the first three, then the fourth is the Hey, and then the Kutzai Shel Yud. It's like it's Kamat Ein Sof. It's a higher Madrega. But Chol Eifen, getting back though to Arulah, the first 3 years, there's a lav d'oraisa to eat Peiros Arulah. Now, I saw an interesting shaila. You're not allowed to use an esrig of Arulah because it's not lachem, because you can't eat it. And since you can't eat it, it's felt in lachem. It's not considered lachem. Lakachtem lachem v'yem arishen. It's not lachem. So there's a shaila in. And the tshuva is from Reb Elia Ruggler. He has interesting shaila. A person has two esregim. One is Arla. One is not. They're mixed up. He doesn't know which one is the Arla one. He now cannot eat either one because Safik derais l'chumra. Aber klapi shmaya, one esreg is a perfectly good kosher mutter to eat esreg. The other one is Arla. Kler is Reb Elia Ruggler. Let him be noitel both bezachar zeh. Let him take both esregim with dalav minim. Mimanavshach, after taking both of them, he for sure was yoitza. Klapi Shmaya, he definitely used a dalav minim with an esrig that was also totally mutter and legit to use. So he says no, because since mitzad the isser of sofik deraisa lachumra, that you can't eat it, so both are asr. Hagam b'emesit, with the mamash lepiltul, the Rambam sheet is that sofik deraisa is lakula. It's only mid derabana lachumra. It was like mid deraisa, you were yoitza. Bechlal, you have to know, how could you use an esrig of matana manas lahachzer? Lachari, you can't eat it. Another shayla that I'm asking is that l'chayra, if you plant esrig pardes, and you lahed you are planting these esrigim for the mitzvah of esrig, not for eating, it's not pasha, but it could be it's not an isser of orla, because ad kama that your matar is not for eating for fruits, it's for mitzvah, it's not going to have the isser of orla, but it's a scam because if you're not doing it for eating, then it's not going to be lachem, and esrig of lachem means an esrig that you potentially could eat. Okay, so that's a little bit of a circle reasoning. Another Gishmak Shaila, the topic of Arla, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hagois, in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simon Reish Chavov, in Hilchas Birchas Ilanois, he has a Shaila there. You know, can you make a bracha of Birchas Ilanois on a fruit of tree that's Arla? Do you say that you can make a bracha on a field of Arla? So it's interesting, he brings a raya. No, Rabbi Kvega doesn't bring a raya. Rabbi Kvega is misopik. There's in the Tshuvas, Doiviv Misharim, from the Chabina Rev, he asks the Lachayra, and he says, he was chazub, he said, how could it be? Because Lachayra has a raya from a Gemara to be Machriya Rabbi Kvega Shaila. And he said, it's a Pelor, Kvega wasn't Machriya. The Gemara in Baba Kama Samach Tes, the Gemara says that a person has to make a simin in his field. If his field is Orla, he should make a simin. If there's a kever, if it's revai, there's different ways you make a simon in your field for what's in the field. Frek the Gemara, why do you have to make a simon for Arla? You yourself know that it's Arla. For a ganav that's going to come into the field and to steal, haliteul rosh of yomas, what do I care? So the Gemara answers it was Shemitah year. Shemitah year, a ganav can come in and take it, it's minahefker. Frek Rabbi Kveger, frek the Chabina Rav, what do you mean? Maybe you have to make a simon on your field that you should know that the tree is Arla, so someone shouldn't by accident make a birchas ilanis on the other side of the fence and make a birchas ilanis and he's not supposed to. Is it right that you could make birchas ilanis on a field of Arla? Chesant. Hagam, the Gemara's teretz says that it was Shemitah. And what do you want to answer instead? That it's Negei, it was Chodesh Nisan. No. Shemitah is once every 7 years. Chodesh Nisan is only one month out of the year. One was sugya. Mipnei seva tokum vehadarta pnei zokein. We know the Gemara in Kiddushin says that seva means literally an old man, and zokein means zeshakan chachma. There's even a tzad that it's even yonik v'chacham. Now Lamai says, so what age do you have to stand up for someone else zikna, else an old man? Well, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that seva is 70. Zikna is 60, and seva is 70. But we already said zikna means zeshakan chachma. So the chara for a 70-year-old. Although it could be 69, you know, the Mishnah says ben shmoyne esri l'chuppa, but we know that the Rambam paskins that a person should get married at 17. There's a lot of terutzim to that, but it could be maybe the Rambam learns that the Mishnah over here means everything. It's when you're entering that year. So when you're entering the 18th year, you have chuppa. When you're entering the 17th, when you're after your 69th birthday, maybe you're ready to have to stand up for someone. It's interesting, the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Reish Nun Zayin, also the Targum of an Ord, he learns Fakir, he learns Seva, means a Talmud Chacham, and Zokain means an old man. Maybe Zay Zikna is 60, or maybe even 59. Maybe even 59. So that'll be an interesting shout. Now, when you see a person, and you're not sure how old he is, and you're not sure if you should stand up. So there's a whole shout on the Achroinim. Do you go baser chazaka? Like, he has a chazaka that he's not old. Like, you can't tell. I mean, you know the guy's not 22, but you can't tell. Is he 58 or is he 71? Like, you can't tell. So is there a chazaka that he's younger? Also, someone wanted to say you go baser roiv. But I don't know if you go baser roiv, because if you want to handle roiv, I don't think that little kids go into the cheshbin. They're not in the beis ha-sofek. The sofek is amongst people that taka look that age is roiv, but they're not over the age. I don't know. We know there's a din that when you stand up for a Talmud Chacham, you stand up also, it's a shayla, do you stand up for a woman who's a Talmud Chacham? It's not so pashit. A woman that knows Torah. Avadi from Isha Zakena, Avadi, there's no chil between a man and a woman, like I'll be old age. And an Isha Maskelis, yesh ladin. But what about Eishes Chaver? There's another din that you stand up for an Eishes Chaver. I once asked, what about Fakert? What about the Baal of an Isha Maskelis? If the din is that you have to stand up for an Isha Maskelis. So I once asked an Adam Gadol, he said, Herzu, what kind of husband is this? Is he a Talmud Chacham? He's young and he's not a Talmud Chacham. Erzan Amoretz, what are you going to stand up for him? So the Isha that's an Eishes Chaver, her not being a Talmud Chacham is irrelevant, but the Baal of an Eishes Chaver, of an Isha Maskelis, no. There's a interesting story with the Almana of the Rogachover. In Europe, there was a certain standard of what you paid a Rav. And when a Rav was nifter, the Almana of the Rav would get, let's say, I think two-thirds of the, continue getting a percentage of the maskoret, of what the Rav would get. Now the Rogachover, not that he was pashat a Rav, he was Rashke Bahak, he got a higher maskoret. And the Almana of the Rogachover therefore moaned from the city that she deserves the percentage of the, not Sam Chaver, but also Rashke Bahag. And they said, there was a tzad, no. So they said, Avadiye, Eishes Chaver, Ki Chaver. Eishes Rashke Bahag, Ki Rashke Bahag. The hangu, the schus of the Limer HaTorah of the husband, Kefi the Darga, it's Kefi the Darga of the husband, that's also the Darga of the Eishes Chaver, Ki Chaver, Sheboy.